ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3.
Always a pleasure on Fridays to wind up our busy week with Bill Melberg, political humorist and satirist from Chicago, U of I alum. Bill, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. Good morning, Stevie J. Hello, Diane Ducey.
Hello.
And Happy New Year to our ESPN radio listeners.
And Happy New Year to you too, Bill. And how are we going to ring in the new year this morning?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I thought we would ring in the new year with another round of musical news.
Oh, yes, musical news. That's a game where we play a short piece of music, and then we guess the name of the song and the news story that goes with it.
That's right, and here is our first song of 2013.
Hi-ho! Hi-ho!
It's obviously Hi-Ho, Hi-Ho from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I'm not sure about the news story that goes with it.
Well, Stevie and Diane, and I'm just whistling along with that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not whistling too good. But the news story that goes with it was our courageous congressmen and senators coming back from their Christmas break to go off to work on saving America from going over the fiscal cliff. And once again, our courageous congressmen and senators kicked the can a little farther down the road,
right,
putting off our day of financial reckoning for at least 2 months. What a way to start the new year.
Yeah.
And along those same lines, here is the next song in our first 2013 edition of Musical News. See if you know the song and the news story.
We're in the money, we're in the money. We got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money, the skies are sunny. Oh man, depression, you are through, you've done us wrong. You never see a headline, but a bread line a day. And when you see the landlord, you look that guy right in the eye. Oh, we're in the money, come on my honey.
I got that one.
All right.
I always loved her kinky red hair. That's Bernadette Peters singing We're in the Money. But what's the news story, Bill? It's certainly not taxpayers who are in the money.
Oh, you've got that right, Diane, because it's the politicians who are now in the money. Yes, our courageous congressmen and senators just voted to cut $1 in government spending for every $42 that they'll be taking from us in new taxes. So while we're feeling the pinch, our elected officials will be in the money. Mm-hmm. And speaking of elected officials, here's our next piece of musical news.
Oh, yeah! Love that. Love that. Bill, that's the theme from Hawaii Five-0. The news story that goes with it has to be President Obama returning to Hawaii to resume his vacation.
Dano, book him.
Yeah.
That's right, Stevie. And that Hawaiian vacation is costing the taxpayers $5.0 million. Hawaiian 5-0. But not to worry, because the new tax increases are going to pay for it. Isn't that good news?
Yeah.
You and I are paying for the Obama's holiday in Hawaii. And now here's another song.
The moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie. That's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine. That's amore.
bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Feed the Belly. Hearts will play, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta puzzle at Samore. When you walk down a street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you
Well, I know it's Dean Martin singing Amore. Let's see. Amore means love. Kim Kardashian and Kanye are in love and having a baby now. But
no,
I bet the news story that goes with this song is probably Hugh Hefner's New Year's wedding.
That's right, Diane. University of Illinois alumnus, Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner was married for the third time, this time to a 26-year-old model and singer named Crystal Harris. Incidentally, Mr. Hefner is 86 years old.
Wow, 60 years difference. Gosh, Bill, do you suppose Crystal married Hef for love or for money?
Oh, it had to be for love, Diane.
Of course.
I mean, only a 60-year difference. In any case, we wish the newlyweds well, and it's good to see a U of I graduate enjoying himself.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of love, here's another song for this round of musical news.
Bill, that's the Chicago Symphony Orchestra playing the Chicago Bears fight song. And the news story that goes with it, Coach Lovie Smith getting fired. As Mike Ditka put it, Lovie Smith was fired because the Minnesota Vikings beat Green Bay. And how stupid was that?
Well, as Mike Ditka also said, pretty darn stupid.
Yeah. Man.
But there was a happier ending to a football game for a Chicago area team this week, which brings us to the next song in our New Year's edition of Musical News. Here it is.
Bill, I got that one. It's
that
the
is?
Northwestern fight song. And the Northwestern Wildcats were stars of the Big Ten in this year's postseason football games with their big win over Mississippi State in the Gator Bowl. And by the way, that was the first bowl game that the Northwestern Wildcats won since their 1949 Rose Bowl victory over the University of California Golden Bears 64 years ago.
Back when Hugh Hefner was a student.
That's right. Pretty much.
Yes. And he went to Northwestern, by the way, as well, after he left Illinois.
Okay. Mm.
But everyone up here in the Chicago area, and, of course, especially over in Evanston, has been sporting purple for the Wildcats' big win on New Year's Day. And we wish Coach Fitzgerald and the Wildcats well. Speaking of Chicago, our last clip on musical news for this opening round of the new year is from an appearance by the Lawrence Welk Show here in the Windy City 50 years ago, which was 1963.
Mm-hmm.
And while our younger listeners have probably never heard of or seen Lawrence Welk, they've probably seen Fred Armisen impersonating him on Saturday Night Live. A wonderful, wonderful, and here it is.
Oh, we have a wonderful audience here this evening. Just a wonderful audience. The lovely Lennon sisters are native Californians, and they've heard so very much about the climate here in Chicago. Girl.
up your overcoat. And, of course, the story is this week's weather. We've had some pretty cold nights here in Illinois during the first week of the new year. And when we come back, Bill Melberg will have a song that is sure to warm your soul and tug at your heart. We're coming back in a few minutes on ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3. Back with political humorist Bill Melberg here on ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3. Bill, I understand you have one more song that you've got for us this morning. A song about a news story that took place on the Capitol steps just yesterday?
That's right, Stevie and Diane. You know, no matter what people might think about his political views, everyone had to admire our champagne-born junior senator from Illinois, Mark Kirk, yesterday as he climbed the 45 steps in front of the Capitol building to return to his Senate seat. 1 year after suffering a serious stroke that, as you know, left him paralyzed on his left side. But after 1 year of multiple surgeries and challenging therapy, Mark Kirk came back yesterday to the Senate. And this song is dedicated to Senator Kirk and to everyone else who might be facing an uphill struggle as we begin this new year.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm greets a gold and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. He'll never walk alone.
What a beautiful rendition, You'll Never Walk Alone. That's a young Australian tenor, Mark Vincent. We watched Senator Kirk walking up those steps with all of us, House Senate colleagues cheering him on, walking by his side. An emotional scene, Bill. And this, I mean, again, this was a big stroke, and he was paralyzed half his body. Amazing and very touching.
And a true profile in courage.
Yep.
And I know we all wish Senator Kirk well, and we're happy to see him back on the job.
All right, Bill, my friend. Yeah, we'll talk next week. Thanks so much.
Ask you well, Mom.
Thank you, Diane.
You're welcome. Enjoy the weekend.
Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J. Meet you back Monday. Go online tomorrow against Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening. The Herd is next on ESPN, K&J this afternoon from 3 to 6. Have a great weekend.